the 11 made their way to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had summoned them. At the sight of the risen Christ, they fell down in homage, though some doubted what they were seeing. Jesus came forward and addressed them in these words, "All authority has been given me, both in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of Abba God, and of the Only Begotten, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you. And know that I am with you always, even until the end of the world." The good news of salvation. This week, we celebrate the seventh and final week of the Easter season and prepare our hearts for the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. We gather with the disciples, watching as Jesus rises beyond their sight. It's a breathtaking moment, full of awe, confusion, and wonder. The ascension is not a story of departure, however. It's a story of divine expansion. And it's an invitation. It calls us to see the world itself as God's ongoing revelation. For Jesus did not leave us behind. He entrusts us with his mission. His presence is no longer limited to one body or one place. It fills the world through our presence. When the two messengers asked the disciples, "Why are you standing here looking up at the skies?" It's both a gentle rebuke and a commissioning. They're saying, don't get stuck staring at the sky waiting for someone else to act. The story of salvation continues through you, through me, through every act of mercy and courage that bears witness to a love that is stronger than death. Jesus' incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension all had witnesses. Ordinary people who saw what was happening and told the story, even when they didn't fully understand it. That's where evangelism begins, not in perfection, but in presence, in sharing wonder and love. It is, as my evangelism class instructor Whitney Rice defines it, the core spiritual practice of naming and celebrating and creating good news with everyone we meet, everywhere we go. She taught us about how we are to work on dismantling the unhealthy power dynamics of past evangelism through our honest wrestling with privilege and adopting a posture of deep listening and humility. The root of the word evangelism means messenger. We can see the word angel, God's messengers, inside the word evangelism. And what are the first words of God's messengers in Scripture? Do not be afraid. So the first characteristic of evangelism is that it should always reduce fear, not increase it. We are to look for ways to say and to hear, do not be afraid, every day. Journeying together, exploring how our spirit and God's spirit interact there. What are we doing or could we do in our spiritual connections to reduce fear today? In addition to reducing fear, evangelism must be rooted in love. A love that is willing to enter into others' pain and joy and welcome others into ours. This is a great gift. A gift of exchanging grace, hope, and truth. It is God reaching out and into our lives. It is about building relationships. Evangelism often requires intentionally creating opportunities for deeper dialogue. asking open-ended questions that invite deeper reflection. And the question under these questions we ask is, how do God's story and their story meet? For it is through that meeting that people discover God's solidarity with them in their suffering and begin to seek resurrection and good news together in community. And we are graced with the gift of learning about what matters most to another person, what they value, and what has helped them through tough times. Jesus commands the disciples to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit and then to go out. For it is the Spirit who breaks the power of fear that keeps the disciples locked behind closed doors, who fills them with courage and sends them out to proclaim what they have seen and heard. The Spirit is not merely a helper, but the living source of evangelization, the divine presence that inspires our witness, empowers our compassion, and draws us into God's ongoing mission of love. So we too are called to wait, to listen, and then to move when the Spirit moves, trusting that the good news is carried not by our effort alone, but by God who is within us and among us. Practicing evangelism may look like a teacher who refuses to give up on a struggling student, a neighbor who checks in on someone living alone, a community rebuilding after loss, proclaiming resurrection through resilience, a church that keeps naming hope even when the world feels weary. Like how we as a region, led by Father Scott this past Wednesday, gathered to share ideas about how we could connect with people by meeting them where they are, asking them what they need, and offering our gifts. These shared acts of care and connection reveal the Spirit already at work among us, reminding us that the ascension is not about Jesus' absence, but his never-ending presence with us. The gospel reading we heard today is the end of Matthew's gospel. It does not include a description of Jesus' ascension into heaven, probably to highlight that Jesus never leaves the church. He remains permanently present. Acts gives us the same message today too, but in a different way. That after Jesus' ascension, Jesus is still present and active, though in a new way, through the Holy Spirit. God provided that the disciples would receive the Spirit and power of Jesus so that his saving work could continue through them. And we rely on that same Spirit and power in the church today so that through us, God extends saving grace to the world too. For God's body is now our own, our hands, our voices, our compassion. We are witnesses because we too have encountered God's grace and love in our lives and in the lives of those around us, and we are called to share it and listen for it. As we go forth this week, may we lift our eyes not to the sky, but to the faces around us. May we be people of good news, sharing it with those we meet and listening to those who share it with us, for we too need to be evangelized. Evangelism builds spiritual intimacy with others by going to the deep places of life and discovering how God meets us there as we listen deeply, speak truth gently, and embody hope in weary places. It is to tell the truth, the good news, that God is still present, still at work. The world is aching for good news, and God has entrusted that story to us. Let us go out to share the good news through the courage and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.